Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In some ways, this verse should be one of the most popular verses in the Bible. It explains so much of what goes on in the world. It gets at the root of so many of the world's ills. It explains why so much of our tax dollar goes to the judicial system, law enforcement, and prison costs. It explains why your automobile needs an intricate lock system to secure the doors and steering wheel. It explains why you have such a difficult time trying to cash a check. It explains why crime, immorality, and injustice are on a rampage. The problem is the fact of sin. The answer, of course, is the gospel of Jesus Christ. The context of this verse is all important. Verse 22 informs us that there is no distinction between men. Both Jews and Gentiles are in the same boat, since everyone has sinned and fallen short of the standard of God's righteousness. As a result, today's complex world faces what seems to most people to be insurmountable problems of war, crime, racial strife, and violence of all kinds. As you might expect, Jesus looked at the problem and went directly to the heart of the matter. He said, "For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All of these evil things come from within and defile the man." Man's problem is within. All the man-made solutions in the world deal with the symptoms and not with the cause. And that is sin in the heart. Man-made solutions fall short, just as an arrow falls short of the target, as the pole vaulter fails to clear the bar, and as the golfer leaves his putt short of the hole. By our sin, we have come short of the glory of God. In our sin, we do not glorify Him, but dishonor His name. We may strut and glorify ourselves before men who look on the outward appearance and who are as corrupt as we are, but there will come a day when all of our strutting, pride, and arrogance will cease. By our sin, we will come short of the standard of acceptance in the sight of God. Is there no hope? Must guilty man remain eternally under the wrath of God? Is the disease incurable? No, bless God, it is not. God is eager to bestow on us His very own righteousness as we place our faith in Jesus Christ. We can be justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Notice the word freely. True, it is free to us, but only because Jesus Christ bought and paid for it at the tremendous cost of His own life. He died for our sins. And today the risen Lord stands with His arms outstretched to a sinful world with His blessed offer of salvation full and free. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.